asshole. Okay. I'm the only one who had to say that.
What?
You, because you ended up with me and you asked me, motherfucker.
What? Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. That's also a video. I'm Red.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Frank.
And happy masturbation month. May is masturbation month, and this episode we're going to talk about marrying your MacBook and also masturbation month. So let's start with the first topic, marrying your MacBook. So there's this guy somewhere, you can read about it on this link, but we won't get too much into the specifics about his name and how he did it because it's basically a very stupid argument against gay marriage. So what do you know about this, Ren?
So I know there's this guy somewhere who's making an argument that if gays can marry, if two consenting adults of the same sex can marry, then he should be able to marry his laptop, which is full of the things he loves, which is basically porn. So this guy is arguing that if two consenting male adults can marry, he should be able to marry an inanimate object that cannot give consent. So that's the argument he's making.
Well, there was this other girl who once married a bridge. But the thing is, yeah, she did.
But the bridge has feelings.
Well, at least she assumed.
Okay.
The difference is, though, that this person is still, you know, desiring people. He's just desiring it on a laptop. And the laptop is like, it's not a representation of, or it's not the laptop itself that he's affectionate with or he has feelings for. So there's no reason why he should be marrying it, at least from my point of view. Although yeah. It has happened before. I mean, in Japan, they've been marrying their gadgets.
And they're sort of dolls, waifus, like pillows.
It's not a new thing that people are marrying inanimate objects. It's just that for this particular guy, it's with, I don't know why, the laptop.
And yeah, if you read the article that we linked to earlier, here it is again, so that there's extra work for Garrick. It's actually, he's basically trolling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has a history of trolling using, like, nuisance cases, lawsuits like this. And it's just very easy to dismiss this argument. But I've heard that a lot of people do think still that there is some merit to his arguments that if you can love something, if you can love a person that's of the same sex enough that it would justify your marrying them, then it should also mean that you should be able to marry anything that you love, like be it a laptop or a bridge. So let's just put this argument to rest by arguing about it for a bit, just the minimum that it deserves. So what do you think is wrong with this?
Well, for one thing, I don't think that his argument, like the argument to marry an inanimate object, has anything to do with a person's right to marry another person.
Yeah.
So it's two separate things. He cannot say that if this is allowed, then this should be allowed, because we can argue for one without involving the other. So okay, let's decide first that it has nothing to do with marriage equality. Now, should this guy be allowed to marry his inanimate object? And we want to argue about it. Sure, I would say, what are you trying to get out of that marriage? Are you trying to give this laptop some rights that the government's going to give it, maybe some pension in case this person dies? Are you trying to do that? Like, what are you trying to get out of this marriage? Why not just call it a what is this that you're trying to certify that God is blessing it? I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to get out
of it. You already mentioned it earlier. It's all about consent. The laptop cannot give marriage is a thing for two people.
Yes. And even then, like, I wouldn't mind if you're one person marrying something that cannot give consent, because no one is still harmed. The point is, there is no harm being done to the laptop and to you or anyone else. And that should be fine. If you want to masturbate on the laptop, no one is harmed by that, then go ahead. It's fine. If you want to declare that you're married, maybe write it in some official government form that you're married to this laptop. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Go ahead.
Maybe it's like if the guy gets into an accident and there's a program there. If I ever get into an accident, run this program and it will randomly decide whether the do not resuscitate.
Or delete all, automatic delete all
porn.
Yeah, so if you want that, then okay.
Yeah, and this guy is basically showing like a common misconception that a lot of people have about marriage, that it's only about sex. That yeah. there's, you know, it marriage is more complicated than that. Sure, some
not
people
just marriage, all human relationships,
all human,
all romantic or even unromantic, you know.
Yeah.
Human relationships.
Yeah, but it shows that very Christian or very religious outlook on marriage, mm-hmm. that when you marry someone, it's because of the sex.
Yeah.
Like, you can have friendships with anyone you want, but if you want to have sex with this person, you have to get married yeah. to them, and that's, you know, what the Catholic doctrine teaches. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have 2 points to make with regard to the issue. One is this particular gesture of trolling with the marrying the laptop
yeah.
thing is, you know, it's it should not be taken seriously because it's obviously a troll. But
yeah.
it's I also feel for people who genuinely have affection for objects. It sounds strange, but there are actual people
yeah.
who make a connection with inanimate objects. There's this one documentary called Guys and Dolls
mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
about guys who fall in love with mannequins of
yeah.
their dolls that they buy.
Yeah.
And they have a legitimate reason, I mean, a legitimate affection for these objects. And one other thing I wanted to point out is a person's relationship with an inanimate object that provides him aesthetic and erotic pleasure is different from a relationship he has with another person.
Mm.
I think it was John Paul Sartre who said that if Tristan and Isolde fell in love because of a love potion, they are not going to be as interesting.
Mm.
The thing about love in terms of how human relationships function is that we don't just want to be satisfied by this other person sexually,
mm.
or we don't just want to ogle at them or possess them. A part of us also wants to be possessed by them, or
yes.
at least to be wanted
yeah.
by them. And it is that part of human relationship that provides fulfillment for the people involved.
Yeah.
They know, or they are reassured by the idea that this other person wants me and chose me. Because
mm.
if you just enslave someone and, you know, use them as a sex slave or basically bought them from their parents or something,
mm.
then it's not going to provide the same fulfillment. So that I think it's two separate expressions of the erotic. Like when a person is in love with an object and is satisfied by it sexually or aesthetically and they want to possess it, they want to own it. And, I mean, that's a legitimate fetish, I guess. But and it's also different when it comes to human relationships because the human function has always been it provides with reassurance and comfort that you're wanted by someone.
Hmm. Maybe the marrying part of the transaction makes it seem like this object loves them back.
Like it's a like
you know,
the object you'll get the laptop to say I do, program it to say I do, and
that,
you feel accepted by the laptop.
Yeah, I'm sure that some sci-fi books have already written
about.
Yeah, but
the thing is, this dude
yeah.
wasn't even concerned about
he's just trolling.
The reciprocal thing.
He's
whereas I would say that those Japanese guys who married their video game simulations of dating
mm-hmm.
have a more
yeah,
legitimate connection with the AI or the program because they have that illusion of connection and to some extent they are comforted by the advances of the AI towards them. So I think it's more, you know, it's more reasonable.
If you're interested in, you know, a movie that depicts something that Dustin just mentioned, you know, the loving the dolls, do consider watching Ryan Gosling's movie, Lars and the Real Girl.
Yep.
It's it'll make you feel better about your love life.
Or the documentary Guys and Dolls. It's on YouTube.
So let's drop this whole discussion on the trolling guy and move on to the other related topic, Masturbation Month. You did mention that some guys are infatuated with the objects that they possess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dolls or whatever. But if there were one thing that could, one object that could, you know, be the replacement for a person, it would be a computer, right?
Yeah.
A laptop, a MacBook, like some people actually worship
yeah.
and love their
there
MacBooks.
There was actually a movie about that, the one with Jude Law? Her?
Her.
Yeah,
oh, I haven't seen her.
Yes.
Yeah, the relationship
Scarlett
with
Johansson,
yes.
you know, the
Scar
AI.
And, yeah.
So let's talk about, you know, let's not go so futuristic on this. It is Masturbation Month.
Uh-huh.
So as far as movies go, let's go a little bit Don John on this. You know, if you haven't seen the movie, this is a spoiler-free summary of the story. The guy who's played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he gets any woman he wants, but he still prefers masturbating
mm-hmm.
over the actual sex with another person.
Yep.
Because masturbation is sex with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that it is worse than sex with another person, masturbation is not worse. It's just different. It's self-love. And, you know, people who are in committed relationships, a lot of them, I'm not saying all, still masturbate. Mm-hmm. Would you say that in your experience? No. Okay, well, let's not put anyone on the spot here. I wouldn't want to be put on the spot. Did you?
Did you masturbate?
Did you still masturbate? Because that's the thing here. Masturbation is a taboo topic. Usually, it's not something that people talk about over dinner. It's certainly not something you'll talk about with your mother on Mother's Day. But who says that it shouldn't? I mean, masturbation is a healthy and mostly harmless activity, and more people should be talking about it to remove the stigma, not only on masturbation, but anything related to sex. So, did you masturbate while you were in a...
Yes, I did masturbate when I
was... I'm kidding. That's not something to joke or tease someone about.
Yeah.
We're just trying to be funny. Yeah.
Asshole. Yeah. So, and it's a normal thing, and a lot of people don't talk about masturbation, and one thing that people talk about even less than generally the term masturbation is specifically female masturbation. I know it's even more of a taboo topic, especially in this culture where you don't, people see anything sex positive as a negative thing, and even more so if it's a girl who's supposed to be demure and supposed to be innocent. Mm. So I think, yes, it is something that people should be talking about more freely.
Mm. Yeah, because people, you know, they do it. People will do it anyway, or most people will do it anyway. The question that's often most important is whether they feel guilty about it. A lot of boys, I know that I did feel some guilt when I was masturbating, and I still believe that I could go to hell if I didn't confess. And you know, a lot of people nowadays, they might justify it by saying that God is understanding, He will know my weaknesses, and He will forgive me for masturbating. But some people, I believe, still do think that they might go to hell for doing something that's normal and natural.
And healthy.
But let's talk about replacing all sexual interactions with just masturbation. Do you think that there's anything wrong with it?
Well, for one, I don't think it would provide as much fulfillment. Because, I mean, if we're going to isolate sexual pleasure from the ideas that we associate with it, like romance, like love, like intimacy, then anything would be sufficient. You know, a machine that could jerk you off, it would be sufficient. But the thing is, when we participate in the act, when we have intercourse with someone, it's not just the sex, you know?
Yeah.
You're with another person. It's, you know, you kiss them, you have ideas of what you're... I think half of it is mental, you know? Like, I mean, I'm sure people some people have slept with people that they're not as...
Compatible
with or as attracted to.
Yeah.
And of course, there's sexual pleasure then, there. Yeah. But, you know, when you have sex with someone you have actual feelings with, or you're actually attracted to, then it's better, I guess.
Hmm.
Also, aside from that, there are scientific reasons as to why we become attracted to people. I mean, chemicals.
Hmm.
You know, like removing the pheromones away, you know, the pheromones, the sense we... sense, that's why we get aroused, you know. When people have sex, they release a scent that increases their libido. Aside from that, sex is a chemical base. Like when you kiss, you gain access to the other person's germs.
Hmm.
And then, you know, your immune system sort of
does the compatibility from your saliva, you can tell a lot. And
So there's a lot of things involved. So I don't think a machine could be a sufficient substitute for a person.
I don't think a machine is trying to be a sufficient substitute for a person. It's just, if you're talking about masturbation, then you're only going for one thing. There's no person, I think, who's masturbating and looking for emotional connection or looking for physical intimacy. It's basically an orgasm that they're after.
Yeah.
And you have to look at it as simply the pursuit of an orgasm. And I've read somewhere, I don't know if the studies are up to date, but that people achieve better orgasms when masturbating than they would having sex. I know that a lot of women, for example, don't achieve orgasm having sex, and the pleasure of having sex even without an orgasm is rated still very highly. But the I also read that men have better orgasms masturbating than they would having sex. But of course, they would say sex is preferable. But even given that, like, there an orgasm is a positive thing. I don't think the only thing that would make an orgasm negative is the guilt that's associated with it when you're raised in a very conservative household. So an orgasm is a good thing. I don't see any way it could be a bad thing. But so masturbation is basically just giving yourself a pleasurable experience.
So you did an important thing there, which is uncouple or separate, like, the getting the orgasm from the making the human love connection. Those are two separate things, and not all sexual encounters should include some love in there, which, you know, also, which is very scary, I suppose, for many conservatives, because this leads the way to just having sex without any commitments, you know, the casual sex. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, masturbation is a gateway to casual sex, because it teaches you that, you know, sexual pleasure is an end in itself.
Yeah, it's a positive value in itself. Yeah,
and it doesn't have to have love involved in there. And as long as you're responsible, you know, as far as masturbation goes, you don't, you know, strangle yourself while you're masturbating, or you don't, I don't know, steal some of your brother's pornography, or borrow his, or, like, Stenga,
yeah, or dirty fleshlight. Any of your family's things at home.
Yeah,
yeah, then that should be perfectly fine.
So, masturbation is something that the Filipino freethinkers approves of fully, and we're going to talk about masturbation at the meetup this Saturday, May 10, and it's going to be at the Green Hills Promenade. More details on this link. We hope to see you there, and once again, happy Masturbation Month.
And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. And
see you at the meetups.
Yeah. Jerk off. That's the best sign up ever. Bye.